VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 25 Mabasa 2022 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto kutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impuphu, kukhwela ijukela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwela imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa the transport nje yokugada.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimoto ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa kubulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguquko leHighlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyizwe ngamapolisa ngomgqibelo eShabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala neFC Platinum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa eyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Intengo entsha yamafutha epetulo yehle isuka ku-$1.67 ele US dollar yaya ku-US dollar $1.63. Ngakwelinye icele uZulu ukhonona ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ophekisa okwethusayo. Ngeviki edluleyo abenkampani ye-United Refineries Limited bakhuthaze uhulumende ukubana abavumele ukusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuze bahlenge inkampani yabo ngoba ukusilela kwalimali kubabuyisela muva. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
AbeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority bethule umbiko wenguquko kuntengo yamafutha ezimota sithi kuhambelana lentengo esikhona uMnumzana Effort Ncube, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, INACORA, uthi uhulumende kumele abone akwenzayo ngemali yelizwe elokhu iqhubekela phambili isehla isisindo.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto kutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impuphu, kukhwela ijukela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwele imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada abantu besiye endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Akulanto ezasala emuva ngokuba ekukhweleni kwamafutha ezimota kufuqa yonke into iqanse lapho osomabhizinisi sebedlulisela ubunzima kubathengi. Ngakho kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende enze into efaneleyo, alungise ilizwe, alungise umnotho. Ngokuba lo mnotho uyaxega kawumanga kahle, yikho kulula ukuthi izinto zikhwele zisiya phezulu. Imali yeZimbabwe ilahlekelwa ngamandla okwenza izinto ziqanise zisiya phezulu.
UMnumzana Nkanyiso Bebe isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi ukuhlanganiswa kwamafutha okuthiwa yiZera kutsho ukuthi amafutha ayabe engasahlali ezimoteni.
Ukwehliswa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota lugatsha lweZera siyakwamukela sibili, hayi siyakwamukela, kodwa ke sinanzelela ukuthi hayi asokwehla vele khona okutheni. Laba abathengisa amafutha ezimota bebevele bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo, bahleli bethengisa phezu kwana le intengo yabe iqanjwe yiZera. So ke lakhathesa kusuzosimangalisa ukuthi vele bazaqhubeka benjalo bethengisa ngeprice ephezulu kulaleyo vele eqanjiweyo. Kanti ke futhi okunye sikunanzelela i-blending le iZera isikhuluma ngayo ukuthi amafutha sokumelaye ku-E10 kutsho ukuthi amafutha azabe sephephuka, azabe engasahlali vele ezimoteni ngoba abevele engahlali wona kakhulu ngesikhathi kuthiwa akula blending eyenzakalayo.
Unkosikazi Linda Siziba uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota kukhweza intengo yempahla zonke.
Nxa ifuyo lokhu iqansa kutsho ukuthi amaprizi zezinto zonke vele lawo azaqana and ipetrol yona ikhangani yehlile kumbiko lophuma kuzera kodwa nje emagarajini lokhu vele ibetween $65 isiya ku $69 yebo kambe kulempi le ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine kodwa kanti kungani ukuthi ifuyo yeZimbabwe iyaqansa ukwedlula ifuyo yeGoli la ngali khathesi ama-salaries vele ame $1 akhwelanga kodwa siyabona ukuthi izinto zayo zilokhu zikhwela zisiyali imali yethu icina vele isengasiyihola.
Inkosikazi Melody Msipha omunye wabathengisa emkambo uthi sekunzima ukuthi bathole amafutha okuphekisa ngentengo ephansi njalo awasabonwa.
Ukukhwezwa mchokocho kwefuyelo kuyazibulala kakhulu nxa sikhangela i-cooking oil ngendlela ekhwele ngayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi esithengisayo siyithola nzima njalo idula okokuthi ngabe amankampani amakhulu enza njengathi ukuthi bayiwode nge-foreign currency ukuze i-business ingawi sonke sincedane.
Intengo yamafutha edizili isuke kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamachumi amabili amadola eZimbabwe $218.01 yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamachumi ayisithupha $264.77. Ngemali yeMelika ikhwele ngamasenti amathathu i-3 cents isuke ku-$0.68 yaya ku-$0.71. Iphetulo yona ngemali yalapha eZimbabwe isuka kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamachumi amabili $216.78 yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili lamachumi amahlanu $254.40. Ngemali yeMelika yehle ngamasenti amane i-4 cents isuke ku-$0.67 yaya ku-$0.63. Imizamo yokuxhumana lomnumzabo sisamoya yehlule ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe. Kodwa kuviki ephelileyo ekhuluma lephephandaba le-Newsday ubekhala ngokuba intengo ezijiyeneyo ezokuthenga imali yaphandle yelizwe zibathwalise nzima njalo kubaphambanisa umsebenzi okucina kudale ukuba intengo yamafutha ilayo iqanse. Ngimele Studio 7 yikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uyaqala kusasa kobulawayo. Abenkampani iqondisa lombukiso bathi sokubhalise osomabhizimusi abedlula amakhulu amahlanu abaveze isifiso sokuzabukisa lonyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Kuyaphithizela kuluthuli kobulawayo ngaphambilini kokuqala kusasa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owaZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuze kuyefika insonto kulabo somabhizimusi abasuka phetsheya kolwandle ezwekazi le-Afrika lawaphakathi kwelizwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair umnumzana Busisa Moyo uchasise kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka ebentathisa owenzelwe khona eZITF wobulawayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimusi abasukumele phezulu ngayo belungisela lumbukiso. Sikhuluma nje iningi labo sebefikile bazatshona lamuhla beqedisa ukulungisela indawo zabo zokubukisa andubana ukuqala umbukiso kusasa. Ngalesi isikhathi amakhampani asebhalise ukuzobukisa impahla zabo asedlula amakhulu amane over 400. Kubona lawo kuzabe kulamanye amazwe alichumi lane 14 foreign nations azabe ebukisa impahla ezenziwa kubo.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubekele phambili echaza ngokulandelwa kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 ngamalanga ombukiso we-ZITF.
Sizabe siwenza lo mbukiso silandela okusemthethweni mayelana nge-COVID-19. Siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kulo mbukiso ezebukisa into abazenzayo abuye esithe ngama-exhibitors kumele babe le-PCR test kumbe i-rapid test uma bengena ukuze ebukisa impahla lapha eZITF. Ngolwesihlanu lapho esenza khona ukuvulwa kweZITF okusemthethweni umongameli lapho evula iZITF kuzadingakala njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozayo abe nayo i-rapid test kumbe i-PR test ukuthi angene abukele lokho okuzabe kusenzakala ngolwesihlanu lapho umongameli evula i-ZITF ka-2022.
Umphathintambo wakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu izethekeli ezize kuleli dolobho zilanda umbukiso we-ZITF.
Impela kuyena leviki siqala ukwamukela izethekeli zethu. Sizamukela emzini wamakhosi amakhosikazi kobulawayo ku-ZITF iZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Sithanda ukuthi sibikele izethekeli zethu labo bonke abantu ukuthi bamukelekile abazizwe besekhaya. Abantu bakobulawayo abantu abalobuntu abahlonipha esinye sizalwa.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi umbukiso we-ZITF uzaletha ibhizimusi edolobheni leli kanye laselizweni jikelele. Ohlaziya ezomnotho umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi ulombono ofanayo.
Yikuthi into leyi ikakhulu ngathi uyakhangela ngapha ngolushweni lemandebeleni kuletha singathi movement of i-business singathi movement especially sikhangela ngokutshintshana kwemali ezandleni kakhulu.
Umbukiso walonyaka ogijima ngendikimba ethi rethink, reimagine, reinvent value chains for economic development uyaqala mhla ka 26 Mabasa uze uyephela mhla ka 30 Mabasa. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wele Kenya obekhangelelwe ukuvula umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka kaseyikubuya kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Mwai Kibaki wayengumongameli wele Kenya. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye owethule lesi saziso kuthange eHarare. Mhla ka 26 kusiya ku 28 Mabasa ngamalanga ababukisayo okuzaba lemihlangano ehlukeneyo egoqela iZITF Innovators Forum, iZITF Business Conference, iConnect Africa Symposium le Diplomats Forum. Kusukela mhla ka 29 kusiya ku 30 Mabasa iZITF izavulelwa uZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 Mabasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abe Operation Dudula abachochozela udlakela oluqondiswe kwabo kuzabe funa baphuma baphele kwele South Africa sebengenalala labo abathwala ukudla endaweni zokudlela ama restaurants bekuhambisa kwabathenga lokhu kudla ebulenjini beinternet. Lokhu kwenzakala izizalwane zakwele South Africa zisithi sizikhathele ngokuza ababathathela imisebenzi njalo bethengisa izidakamizwa besenza lobugebengu. Ukips Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ndlandlala kuzindlameni okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula namhla wethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter esithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi izizalwane zakwale South Africa zithathe ngamandla imisebenzi yalabo abathola ukudla okuthengwa ebulenjini be-intanethi bekuhambisa ezindlini lemisebenzini. UDlamini uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isithuthuna imisebenzi eminingi njengoba kukhanya engani uhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kafisi ukungenela kudaba lolu. Umnumzana Teboho Sikhondo isizalwane sakwale South Africa esisekela okwenziwa yinhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula uthi abantu bokuza benza okungaqondanga elizweni lakwale South Africa.
Ukuthi baphushe le nto ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Mele umthetho urestore
nokakona ukuthi azibafuna abafethu inkinga nje nabo abakhuzana makungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakhe akekho right umkhuzi ukuthi ngobe kugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyimhlupho kahle kahle lokhuma ngaphandle.
Kodwa uthi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa ngabanye abantu kwele South Africa ababulala u-Elvis Nyathi e-Deep Sloot.
Ukufa komuntu akusinto esingayikhondona leyo sithi into ungathi kufinja, no, umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja, futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo. Ngoba uyabona into eyenzekile, iproblem yazi iqala lapho nababhlungu. Iqala la kumedia. Imedia inenkinga enkulu, especially la eSouth Africa, ngingazi yaseZimbabwe. But imedia yala eSouth Africa iyona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi, uyabo? Then ekugcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vele abasenandaba. Yabona even ngasho ukuthi nalapho kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makwenzeka makushone abantu baseSouth Africa abazikhava, then makushone mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava. That's when lento leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetroli emlilweni.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosazana Nonkululeko Sithole, isizalwane sakwaleSouth Africa esihlala eCape Town, othi abantu bakuza bamosha kwele South Africa.
Awukwazi ukuhamba uyongena esibayeni somunye umuntu. First of all, ungena ngokungemthetho. Secondly, uyaganga. Kunabantu abezela ngokungemthetho abamoshayo as they please. And then ngeke baze babanjwe ngoba abanama documents. And then and akusiwa amaZimbabweans kuphela amosha le country la. Ngihlale Kempton Park. Yabona manje kube kuthiwa ngisebenzisa i-Wi-Fi bengizophuma nale phone yami le nginibonise. Ama-Nigerians agcwele estradini afida iy'ngane zethu ama-drugs, athengisa ama-drugs, which is wrong.
Unkosazana Hlanjiwe Sithole odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi okwamanje kusobala ukuba umnotho wakwele South Africa uyabhidlika. Uyakhala ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza abenza imisebenzi ephansi labanye.
I say you South Africa lana esasiyazi from kudala iyaphansi ayiphezulu, bekunanzelele kodwa benga-accuse ama-foreigners njalo ukuze ilizwe labo lirane. Kumele babonge la ama-foreigners because amaZimbabwe athatha any job, ama-foreigners adubekile athatha any job abangakwanisi ukuzenzela bona ngokwabo, abayifuni leyo msebenzi. Khathesi kufelefele ukuba ngugadena, ugadena sure ukudayisa amatamatisi ulalela umuntu isipaza sakuthana udayisela namatamatisi. Kule msebenzi abangayilwela bakithi, abangayilwela belwelebelisanele government ukuthi how liqhatshelana ama-foreigners, thina sikhona la sithole izetifiketi zethu nanzi, kodwa liprefer ukuyathatha abantu omakhelwane njani? Lokho kuyazwakala, hayi kho lokho athi lokho ukuthi abakubulawela umuntu ukuthi ungugadela.
Kulabanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abethuswe umkhakhaso we-Operation Dudula abathi sebebuyela ekhaya. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, ngingoKips Dube.
Kulive Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuphithizela ukwenzakala kobulawayo phambilini kokuqala kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owezimbabwe International Trade Fair, ZITF, kusasa. Abatsha baseZimbabwe babikwa sebekhokhela ekusabalaliseni ulwazi lokucebisana ukwenqabela inkinga abahlangana lazo empilweni zokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokudala imikhuhlane yengqondo okuyisimo esengezelelwe yikuhlala ezindlini phansi kweziqondiso zokuvimba i-COVID-19 eze-lockdown. Inthethele zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abatsha eHarare baphakathi kwemikhankaso ejonge ukufundisana lokulimukisana kunye lokuqinisana kudubo lokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokutholakala ukuba sokubhahile phakathi kwabo. Osakhulayo okhokhela inhlanganiso e-Young People Mental Health Trust uTawanda Murepa uthi injongo yokusabalalisa ulwazi lokukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bethole uncedo ngoba sokulodubo elizweni kulandela isifo se-COVID-19.
According to Dr. Mashando from WHO, last year she highlighted that there was actually
50% fight.
Ngokusho kukadokotela Mashando owehlanganiso ye-World Health Organization, kube lokwengezelela kwe-50% kuma-mental health kwabatsha.
Uqhubeka ethi ukuphanana amacebo kuhle kakhulu ngoba benanzelela ukuthi iningi labatsha lifela ngaphakathi lingaphumi egcekeni ukuze bephathiswe bese sabela ukukhangelelwa phansi okuthiwa yi-stigma. Abatsha ngokwabo bathi isimo esinje sibachiya bezibona besalela muva kudale njalo ukuhlukumezeka okunje.
Singakhangela i-social media, i-Facebook lokunye, sibona engani abanye benza kakuhle sibili okudlula thina.
Unkosazana Tari Romandaza wenhlanganiso ephathisa kundaba ezifana lokungahlaliseki engqondweni okuthiwa ngama-neurological disorders nalabo abagcina ke besiba nemikhuhlane yengqondo kubangelwa yikusebenzisa izidakamezi, and newe foundation uthi ngaphandle kokulingisana labatsha kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba abatsha bephathiswe ngendlela engenza ukuba ukukhathala okunje abalakho.
It's a great project for them, like keeping livestock, doing a lot of activities, like creating recreational parks for them so that they can relax their
mind. Amathuba lendawo zokuzilibazisa sibatholise imisebenzi okungenza behlaliseke.
Ummeli wabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba uChild Ambassador kuZimbabwe United Nations Association Zuna, uNkosazana Shalom Pangabano uthi lo msebenzi mkhulu sibili njalo ugoqela labatsha abalenkinga yokungahlalisekanga engqondweni ukuze babonisane ngokwabo ukuba usizo lukhona sibili, njalo kumele bathathe lelo thuba lokuthola uncedo bengabile nhloni loba ukwesaba ukuncediswa.
Our event is here to give free access to anyone because it's service above us. We are here to help the youth because we are the
sisebenzelana lenhlanganiso ezincedayo, ngakho lokhu kunikeza abatsha usekelo kungela mbadalo.
Iningi labatsha eZimbabwe likhala ngokusilela kwemisebenzi lamathuba okusungula inhlelo ezingabaphilisa ngendlela engcono okucinake kubachiya bezulazula bengaselalo lethemba elakusasa elihle kugcine kukhokhelela ekuthini abanye babo bazibone sebelenkinga yokusebenzisa izidakamezi bengananzelelanga ngenxa yokuswela okukwenza. Uhulumende uthi ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamezi soluludubo oluphose lube lubhubhane kweleZimbabwe, okulilizwe elalingelalo loludubo lubhekelwa kuphela kumabonakude lusenzakala emazweni aphetsheya. Kungaleso sizathu sowabumba idale labaphathi intambo ele-Cabinet Committee lokulwisana laloludubo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Kwezemidlalo, abalandeli beqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo eSijabane. Lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele-FC Platinum emdlalweni owe-Castle Laga Premier Soccer League. Intethelo zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Ntshanji umsipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umdlalo wenguqu obuphakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum lele-Highlanders awusafikanga emaphethelweni ngomgqibelo ngemva kokuba kube lobudlwangudlwangu, kodwa umsekeli weqembu le-Highlanders uNkosilathi Phiri uthi leso simo besingavikeleka.
Akwenza le mandaba kubuhlungu. First of all, ama-supporters e-Highlanders kwangamelanga efike ingene e-ground, lokho vele it's a big no. But indlela amapholisa ayengika ngayo i-situation it was wayward. Though kwangalanide ukuthi i-tear gas because situation yayisi-calmer down. After ujike i-tear gas, baqhubeka futhi phandle outside the grounds bechaya ama-supporters leyo mkhulu i-black and white. No, unamaphoyisa nxa bekwamele bebambe efie individual abangenileyo bebavalele, not ukureacta ngokuchaya abantu outside the ground. No, that was uncalled for.
Umdlalo umiswe ngemva kokuba iqembu le-FC Platinum seliphiwe umbeko asekusele imizuzu engaphansi kwelitshumi ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Bezingutshikilobhanqa 1-1 ngaleso sikhathi. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNeshi Mgogwarira uthi laye uzibonele ngamehlo abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders bedudulwa kabuhlungu edolobheni laseZishabane.
Umdlalo usimisiwe
amapolisa aqhubeke noma sephandle echaya wonke umuntu owayegokeza iminyama lezimhlophe bechaya laba sezimoteni kwasuka baze bayafika khona ngale edorobheni lasezihlabana besithi abafuni umuntu edorobheni ngakhangela laphana bafike emavinkilini amakhulu athengise zokudla abantu sebedinge zokudla bachaya abantu abantu bakhijima sibili amakhilomitha angaba mhlawumbe 5 kusiya ku-10 bebaleka edorobheni beqonda ngendlela yakobulawayo.
Eyinye njalo intathela izindaba ezemidlalo. Umuzi wethu Hadebe uthi ukuphoselwa kwentuthu ehitshayo ukufakela abantu abamsulwa engozini.
Ngibona i-tear gas isuke yaphambanisa into eziningi ngoba isuke yasi-affecta ngisho labadlali benguqu ngoba iphoswe abadlali bamaqembu amabili wona lawo elokhu esenkundleni kwazokuthi lalabo-ke akade besemsebenzini abasibathi ngama-official broadcaster labo belokhu besathatha imifanekiso yabo lokhu kusenzakala. Ngibona-ke lokhu kuba yingozi enkulu kakhulu bekuqakathekile mhlawumbe ukubana kuqalwe kuvikelwe ama-players kuvikelwe labo-ke abasemsebenzini. Intuthu yona leyo yethiye gasayi sihoshile sibili sike sathwala nzima kodwa ayisincedisene nabanye.
Inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhangelelwe ukukhupha isinqumo phezu kwalo mdlalo wona omiswe kusele imizuzu eyisithupha okwawufike komlindi uyacina. Eminye imidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League edlalwe ngempela viki edlileyo iphele kanje. Iqembu le-Cranbourne Bullets linqobele i-Randalls nge-1 kanya. Iqembu le-Dynamos linqobele Manyika Diamonds lalo nge-1 kanya. Ibulawayo Chiefs inqobe iwawa nge-1 ka-0. Iqembu le-Triangle United linqobele Capes United 2-1. Iqembu le-10X linqotshwe ngeleyada nge-3-1. Iqembu le-Harare City le-Black Rhinos abe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0. Iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobe le-Bulawayo City nge-1 kanya. Kuthi iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqotshwe nge-1 kanya ngelengezi Platinum. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Dynamos yilo eliyale lilokhu liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesithupha njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Chicken Inn lona elihlezi endaweni yesibili. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo Joseph Njanji.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ngehlukani zihlobo wothi esikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa koBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqo ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo eshabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele FC Platinum. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu namhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Praxedes Jeremiah esithi asidibaneni ngo-6 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.